Time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 7:50 AM. Today is our school district update, and joining me over the phone, I have Principal Wendy Flucky from Castle Heights Elementary. They always have a lot of fun things going on up there. We're going to talk about National Counselors Week that's going on. We've got parent-teacher conferences, archery, all kinds of great stuff, and all other little things, too, that we'll talk about, too. Principal Flucky, thank you so much for joining us today.
Well, good morning.
How are things going up at Castle Heights? Are kids staying out of trouble?
You know, things are going really well. We have really hit the books when we came back from Christmas break, and I know the teachers are teaching and the kids are busy learning.
And that's what it's all about up there. You know, we talked briefly before we came on the air about your guys' test scores, and you're very encouraged with what you've seen at the beginning and even at the mid-year point of the test scores. When do you guys have your end-of-year test scores testing? When will you see that?
We do our end-of-the-year testing about the end of April and then in May.
And so you'll get all those scores and once again, and it's been pretty district-wide that scores have come up, and it's such a great thing when you can see that and actually put some, so to speak, statistics behind how everybody's feeling up there at the schools, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely. We're excited that we have seen an increase in our beginning of the year test scores as well as our mid-year test scores as compared to last year in both reading and math. So that's a celebration.
And that is a plus. All right. First up, let's talk about National Counselors Week. That's going on right now. And you said to me that you have an outstanding counselor up there at Castle Heights. So let's talk about her for a moment.
We do. So we're fortunate to have Amanda Ori here full-time, and she's just wonderful with the kids. She goes in weekly to each classroom and teaches them a lesson that focuses, you know, on character, empathy, kindness, and so forth. And then she also provides, you know, small group counseling for students as well as one-on-one, and she's wonderful with the kids. She's wonderful to work with, and we're very fortunate to have her here.
And it's always great, too, to give them a shout-out and let them know, hey, thank you so much for all that you do. And that's really what this week is all about, right?
Absolutely.
So give a little shout-out there to Amanda Ori up at Castle Heights. All right, coming up next week, it's one of those things some kids love and some kids don't. It's parent-teacher conferences. Let's talk about that.
You're right. So next week, actually, we have, believe it or not, our midterm third quarter's next week, and then we have parent-teacher conferences on Wednesday and Thursday, as well as our book fair, and that's just a chance for teachers to meet with the parents, go over the mid-year testing for their child, and just talk about where they're at and where they're headed towards the end of the year, and then it's an opportunity also for parents to ask questions.
And the other great thing, and you mentioned it as well, is the book fair. My kids, they didn't mind parent-teacher conferences, but the book fair was where it was at.
Exactly, yeah. And our book fair is put on, sponsored by our PTA, and it's just a great way to encourage kids to read by letting them go look at the books and pick out books that they're interested in.
And just kind of just let them go wild in the library and the book fair there for just a little bit. It's always good to let them, as you said, kind of let them pick out what they want to read. And with you standing there as a parent saying, are you sure that's good or is that not challenging enough for you? That's really, too, another thing that it's all about as well.
Exactly.
All right. And then we always talk about it, and every time we discuss it, I just cannot believe the numbers of kids that do it. You've got archery regionals coming up in March, and we were saying, you know, there's almost too many kids for the spots for archery, isn't there? And it seems like it's every year, year after year.
We do. We have more and more kids express an interest each year, and of course there's only so many slots, but it's just our kids have done a wonderful job in their competitions. Our coach, Kyle Hansen, and Mr. Bill Bate have just done a phenomenal job with these kids, and it's just fun to see the kids be able to grow and excel at their own pace individually. And that is coming up in March. I believe it's March 11th and 12th at Mount Harmon.
So you've got that coming at you. And then let's just kind of go through, you threw out a whole bunch of things that are coming up towards the end of the year as well. So let's just kind of give some highlights of maybe the things that are coming up between now and the end of the school year.
You bet. So at the end of the month, 1st of March, we do have our Read Across America Week, celebrating Dr. Seuss and focusing on reading. So our PTA is putting together some fun activities focused on reading that week. And then we also have our district and regional spelling bees coming up this month and next month for those students that have participated in that. And then, of course, in April, we start our end-of-the-year testing, not only just our school-wide testing, but also our state testing. And so we are busy preparing for that as well.
So many things coming up between now and May, but it's only 3 quick months, and it'll all be over with. It's unbelievable how fast the school year has gone by.
Yes. It's been a great year, and I'm just amazed at how fast this went by.
All right, Principal Flucky, thank you so much for taking out the time to talk to us this morning. We really appreciate it, and I'm going to let you go back to taking care of things up at Castle Heights, okay?
All right, sounds good.
Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.